This is Senator Al Simpson. The opportunity to pilot a plane or engineer a train is not some right. It is a real privilege. We need to ensure the public safety by drug testing of the operators of these machines. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, on January 4, 1987, 16 people were killed and 170 badly injured when an errant Conrail train collided with an Amtrak passenger train. The engineer and the brakeman had done drugs just before that fatal accident. A January airline crash in Colorado killed 9 innocent people, and the pilot tested positive for cocaine. Because of heavy-handed union pressure, the Democrats in Congress are holding up good legislation that would provide for random drug and alcohol testing of airline pilots, railroad engineers, brakemen, truck drivers, and bus drivers. You should be embarrassed.
Al, that delay is as much your fault as anyone's. We need strong steps against drug abuse, especially in the transportation industry, where passengers' lives are at the daily mercy of any pilots, engineers, and controllers who may be high on drugs. The problem is that you and your right-wing cronies have glommed on to a cure for drug abuse that's worse than the disease. You're pushing for a nationwide mandatory massive random testing program that would trample the constitutional rights of millions of employees. And you haven't begun to figure out how a massive testing program can be carried out reliably. The problems of fly-by-night test procedures and false positive results won't go away. No one wants to stigmatize innocent workers and ruin their careers. We can deal with these issues responsibly, Al, but only if we keep Congress on the right track, not the far right track. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on whether the Senate will override President Reagan's veto of the trade bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.